I did one of my student internships. By the way, in relation to the pub ministry, one of the things I love, one of the reasons I suspect that Anglicanism has a dynamic force for evangelism in the world is a peculiar congruence that you have permission to do evangelism in the Anglican Church, but you don't have the baggage that Canadian evangelicals carry around cultural barriers around, you know, don't smoke, drink, or chew, or go with girls who do. And I think those cultural barriers are phenomenally important because in Canadian evangelicalism, often we have to make people Jews in the act sense before they can become Christians. And you've eliminated the middle person there. So, cool, way to go. Cheers. I did one of my internships in northern interior of BC. Any of you ever been there around Vanderhoof? Yeah, I used to attend a prayer group in Prince George, which means I would drive home around midnight when it was actually dark finally, with the northern lights to my right, to the north, and driving back to Vanderhoof, you get peculiar shadows on the road. They're a little bit hilly, and you have to be vigilant when you're driving because of the possibility of moose jumping out on the road in front of you. Now, some of you are nodding. You know what to do if a moose hits your pickup truck, which is... You get out of the truck immediately because apparently moose are very bad-tempered when you hit them. And they're the right height that their hoofs will go towards your windshield and they will keep kicking until they eliminate the source of their pain. And then they'll run off and strike again. But anyways, I was watching the road very carefully for moose. And in the shadows, every once in a while, there'd be what might have been a dip in the road. There'd be a dark spot ahead on the road. It might have been a dip with just a shadow, or it might have been a body lying on the road, or it might have been a frost boil. And in the northern interior of BC, a frost boil is like a pothole, except it has no bottom anywhere. They toss boulders into frost boils, and they still remain open. And, of course, if you drive into a frost boil with one tire, you can break the axle of your vehicle because it will just disappear into the ground. And so when there is a dark on the road there, you pretty much have to know what it is before you run over it. And from time to time, I'm sure this happens to you too, there is behavior or phenomena in the church or in the culture around us as we interact with the culture. And it looks significant, and it may even be part of a pattern. But do you ever find that you just wonder, what in the world am I looking at? What was that? And I had a young woman call me a couple of weeks ago about a baptism. Her grandparents were long-term members. I just buried the grandfather, who's a veteran, and she wanted to connect. She lived out in Scarborough, and for those of you who don't know, in Toronto traveling time, it's about as far as Sudbury from where I am in the other corner of the city. But, you know, she wanted a baptism, and she was baptized at the church, and I told her what I always tell people who live a distance, can we help you connect with a church near where you are so you can keep your baptism promises? And she was deeply offended at the suggestion that maybe she attend church. And I followed it up, and she told me that she'd arranged a baptism at the Old Mill where she was married. The Old Mill is a kind of an inn, fancy, posh restaurant where people, they run a wedding mill there. And the minister who does weddings had agreed to do the baptism for a fee, for service basis, without her having to jump through any hoops or connect with the church in any way before or after, and that was a very satisfactory solution for her. And she let me know if I had only had the good sense to do that, she too would be, well, not part of the church. So, you know, that happens. You're nodding. Something similar has happened to many of you. And you think, what was that? About 4 years ago, a man in his 30s became a Christian through Alpha in his church, and his life turned around in wonderful ways, and he matured rapidly, and he loved the scriptures, and he was reliable and enthusiastic with service in and beyond the church, and so much that he was elected to the board. Now remember, I'm in a United Church. I have people who think James Dobson is the 13th apostle, or possibly 14th, and you know, we have quite a dynamic in the congregation. So he was appointed to the board, and shortly after that, he met a woman and brought her on the church camping trip and stayed in the same tent and then moved in with her shortly after, which, you know, some of you are saying, well, no. So anyway, I had a little talk with him after that, and he wasn't angry or defensive. He just looked at me like I had two heads. And 50 years ago, it likely wouldn't have happened. 50 years ago, they were fighting about whether women would be allowed to wear earrings when they sang in the choir. We ask all of our small groups to do an act of service in the community as part of their purpose for being a small group, and one group took on hosting a community walkathon for the Dorothy Lee Hospice, which is opening in our community. And our contact person for the hospice is a very personable guy in his 30s. His parents were Presbyterian. He said he wasn't religious, he was spiritual, and he thought maybe he was kind of Buddhist. And he came to our small group's end-of-the-year banquet, and he came to speak to the church once and left right after his speaking part. He speaks very highly of the church in the community, but he is as slippery as an eel when it comes to spiritual conversations that go anywhere near Christianity. What is that? My husband is pastor of a church in Brampton. One day, a Sikh man came into the church, and with limited English, he indicated that he'd like to see the church part, the sanctuary. And so he went into the sanctuary, prostrated himself in front of the cross for several minutes, and then got up and said, "Thank you," and he left. What was that? Every spring, our church gets about 1,000 marigolds, you know, the transplantable ones, and we tie little cards to them, a business card that says a practical expression of the love of God for you, and on the back it says, if we can do anything for you, contact Alderwood United Church, phone number, website. And almost every house in the community all summer long has a little yellow flower in their yard. And but the neighborhood is transitioning. The older people are selling their houses, and a new generation who can afford $600,000 two-bedroom bungalows are moving in. And, you know, when our people drop off the flowers, they don't make a speech, they refuse to take any money, they just say, "This is a gift for you." And they always get a warm reception, but every year we can guarantee there will be a couple of more houses where they're told to do something anatomically improbable with their flowers when they find out we're from the church. What is that? You know, can we run over it, or is it just a trick of the light? Or are we going to injure somebody if we proceed? Are we going to do serious damage to our ministry and credibility if we go on the way we're inclined to go on? And there are a lot of things on that road, as I'm sure there are a lot of things on your road, we're just not sure what they are. And I can go to older, wiser mentors in ministry and younger, wiser mentors in ministry. They don't have a clue any more than I do. You have a clue. Just stand up, hold up your hand, and I'll talk to you afterwards. And are we okay for a video clip? Yes? Are we okay for a video clip?
Yes, absolutely.
We are. So I can wake up my computer. Are we okay for sound with the video clip? Perhaps not. Shall we put this on hold for a little bit? So let's try this again. Have you got that? Is it coming over the speaker? You won't get it otherwise. Okay. All right, can we get a sound through a speaker? Because they won't pick it up from here. Dag burn it. Well, we work on that. It may not be possible, it's okay. Ah, fiendishly clever. Okay. Let's try it again. Miking the computer, shall we?
Is this, you know, this is your headphone port?
You know what? I've only used this computer for 3 days.
3 days. Okay, well, we're plugged into the microphone port, so...
Possibly being plugged into the microphone port, huh?
All right.
One more time. Click your heels together 3 times. I want it to work. Okay. Let's try it.